Okay, we're on the Yudalad Amud Beis, beginning of the Amud. Okay, it's the Braisa part of at least what we saw before. Now we're going to discuss it. Tanya, a neder b'Torah. A person makes a neder on the Torah. The Ran says it's more like a shvua, that he swears on the Torah that he said, in this Torah I'm going to do this or I'm not going to do this, whatever. Lo amar klum. It says it's not good, as if you remember, because we say, since you just said on this Torah, that he's going on the klaf, he's not going on the Shemus, the names of Hashem, which would make it a good shvua. So it's lo amar klum. However, if he swears b'mashe kasuvba, you know, he says in what is written in it, you know, I won't, and he uses that lashon. So that's more specific. So therefore, Dvarav Kayamin, because that already could go on the names of Hashem. And Ba Ubamashikasupa, and if he adds the words even Ba as well in it and what is written in it, then Dvarav Kayamim also. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. Ktani, we said, if he said B'mashkasuvba Dvarav Kayamin, so Ba B'mashkasuvba Tzarich L'meimar. We already said, if he says B'mashkasuvba, it's a good, it's Dvarav Kayamin, it works. And if he adds even an extra word and says, and in it and in what is written in it, he adds Uba also, it doesn't make it worse. If anything, it makes it better. So of course Dvarav Kayamin. So what do you have to tell me for? Again, Dvarav Kayamin. So now we're going to have three different answers to this question. First, Amar Rav Nachman lo kashi. Ha de machata oraisa aara, ha de nakit biyade. Machta aara daita gvili, and nakit bila biyade daita al haskara shiva. So, first answer is, depends where the Sefer Torah is. That the Sefer is ta de machata araisara, that the Torah is on the ground. And the Reisha is talking about when it's in his hand. So when it's in his hand, it's enough just to say Mamashikasupa. So the Rashi will explain the whole thing, so we'll see it in Rashi. But if it's in his hand, then it's enough just to say what's in it. However, if it's on the ground, it's in order to be clear what he's talking about, since he's not holding in his hand, he has to say more. In order for it to work, it has to be ba umasha kasupa as well. Okay, let's see Rashi. Hanode b'Torah she'ochalach lo amar klum, that's nothing. If he just swears on the Torah without saying b'masha kasupa, etc., it's nothing. And however, if he says b'masha kasupa or b'masha kasupa, then they're both good. So imach the sefer Torah ara ve'amar b'masha kasupa. So if it was on the ground and he didn't say ba b'mashkasuba, he would only say b'mashkasuba, then that's not good, because then we would say that daite agvile, that is, the das is just on the klaf. The kashenadar lo nadar ela bigvilin shekatuba ematora, only on the parchment that it's written on. The kevenchayaro eota munachasalara, since he sees it on the ground, savar hoyelu munachasalara vadai en kasuba. So he's assuming, well, what the Torah is doing here on the ground must be there's nothing written in it. So his das is not on the Shemus, I might think, right? Because there's nothing there. Vadai is nothing in there. Velo nadar ela bigvilin. So his das must be only on the klaf. Velo amar klu. However, if he's specific, if he actually says in it and that which is written in it, so filu imachtara, even if it is on the ground, muchacha milsa the vaday shvua gamura. So it's clear that he really wants it to be a real shvua with varv kayamin, because he actually says it out. Afalgav de machtara, the lahachi amar ba umashakasuba. That's why he actually says those words in it and when it's written in it. So it's to bring out, he understands that there's something written in here and he wants to make a shvua. Aval I manki levi yade, but if he's holding in his hand, and afilu amar b'mashkasuba kavar of kaimi, he doesn't have to say baba. This to say, all he has to do is say what's written in it. Ubahachi mari hadiktani b'mashkasuba. That's when it says over here in this brisa, just those words when he holds it in his hand, it says b'mashkasuba devar of kaimi. They came at the manki levi yade b'kavon, since he's holding it with kavon in his hands. But wherever yodei mashkasuba, he knows what's written inside. So therefore, ki amar b'mashkasuba devar of kaimi, it works. The shvua gemura chashiva, it's totally good. B'kol shekeni ki amar b'mashkasuba, of course. that would for sure be okay if he's holding his hand. He even says ba as well. But even if he says mashkasu, but that's enough because he's holding it in his hand. Okay, so that was answer number one. Vibai Seima, next answer is talking about the machta ara. That both cases, whether he's saying mashkasuba or ba umashkasuba, they're both talking about that the Sefer Torah is on the ground. Bahakamashmalan, the afalgav, the machata alara, kevan, the amar ba mashkasuba, mehani, vizu vein sarich lamar zuktani. So this answer says as follows. They're both talking about that they're on the ground. Now really, according to this answer, even if it's on the ground, it's really enough just to say b'mashkasuba. He doesn't really have to say b'mashkasuba. But in order to get that point across to the reader, the Tana had to say it in the way it said it. Why? Because if it would just say mashkasuba, I would think that maybe he's holding in his hand. So therefore, it has to bring the seifa, say ba umashkasuba, which I can understand it. Why does he need that both lishonos, ba umashkasuba? That's because it's on the ground. But once we understand that the Bryce is talking about when the seifa Torah is on the ground, because of the seifa where it says ba umashkasuba, therefore it writes it in the Reisha, we say, oh, okay, so that means the Reisha is also on the ground. And the Reisha says just ba umashkasuba, it doesn't say the ba. And therefore I understand that if it's on the ground, it's enough to say mashkasuba. So according to this answer, even if it's on the ground, all you have to do is say mashkasuba, that's enough. But in order for you to understand it's talking about it's on the ground, it has to say the seifa, that ba mashkasuba. And then I understand it's on the ground, and then I understand that the resha is also on the ground, and therefore I see even if he just says mashkasuba, that's enough. So it seems to be that's the way that Rashi's learning, but the Ran, others, they learned that it's not literally on the ground. It means like not in his hand, like on a table or something. But it seems to be because going to be Rashi, where Rashi was saying that Dafka, because it was on the ground, the guy thought, well, there's obviously nothing written in here. You know, why would it be on the ground? That's what Rashi said before. It sounds like Rashi's looking at Mamash on the ground. And that's why the guy thought, well, I'm sure it isn't just plain parchment over here. I guess it didn't have probably all the, you know, the mantle and the this and the, you know, the Atzei Chaim was probably just like parchment rolled up. So he probably said, some parchment on the ground. But that seems to me that's what Rashi's learning. But others say it's not. It's on the table. That's as opposed to holding this hand, so it's called on the ground, but it's not really on the ground. Vibais Ema, the last answer, Kula Mitziyasa Nami Nakid Lebiyade. Some aren't gorgeous, those words here, but Vekakamash Malan, the Kavan and Nakid Lebiyade, Afogab, the Loamar Elaba, Kaman, the Amar Bemashkasuba Dami. So this answer says the other way, right? So we saw the first answer was one's in the hand, one's in the ground. The second answer was they're both talking about when it's on the ground. Now the third answer is they're both talking about he's holding it in his hand. And how do we learn it? That the first Reisha talk says he's holding his hand. He says mashkasuba. It works. And then the second part is that he's still holding his hand, is talking about, and is trying to bring out a bigger chiddush, that even if he just says ba, if all he says, he's holding his hand, he swears on the Sefer Torah, and he says ba, without saying b'mashkasuba, didn't say what's written, it just says in it, in the Sefer Torah, that's enough. So therefore, how do you read this Sefer? You read ba, b'mashkasuba really means ba is as if he says b'mashkasuba. That's how you're supposed to read it. Ba is like as if he said b'mashkasuba. So we have the b'mashkasuba, and then even a bigger chesh, and even if he says ba, that's as if he said b'mashkasuba. That's how you read this Sefer. Okay, the Rashi here doesn't even talk about the second answer. He just jumps to the third answer. And he says, Tavayu mari v'naket lebiyade. They're both talking about he's holding his hand, so we just said right now. V'hachi ma'ktan. This is what Yahweh's learning. Baba mashkasuba means, akamash malan. They came in v'naket lebiyade, and he's holding in his hand. Yodeya shuhu ksuba. He knows what's going on. So, iyamar ba, greda, just ba. That's enough. Kimanda amar, as if he said mashkasuba, dami yudvar chaymin. It works. So that's, we understand. Okay. Next Mishnah. A person says, Konam Shani Yashen, Shani Medaber, Shani Me'alech, and similarly, Hamer Li'isha, meaning his wife, Konam Shani Meshamshech, Dharei Zeh Belo Yechel Dvaro. So the Gemara is going to discuss exactly what's the scenario over here. Literally, it sounds like he makes a neder that he's not going to sleep, he's not going to speak, he's not going to walk, which is a problem. It shouldn't, we'll see later on, but that's the literal translation right now. Or he says to his wife he's not going to have relations with her. Harei ze b'lo yechel dvaro. That, in other words, these are good nedarim, and if he transgresses them, he's over on the Yisr of lo yechel dvaro. That's the very simple pshat. We'll see it's not so simple. Okay, the Rashi says in the Mishnah, konem sheni yashen sheni malech, haomer yesar alai kekorban imani yashen, that this is going to be like a korban if I sleep, or ani malech, or I walk. Vachi garsinan gabi neder bal yachel, and that it's good, meaning it's below yachel dvaro. So Rashi is commenting on the fact that here in this Mishnah, it says areze below yachel dvaro, that's the lashon the Tani uses to tell us that it's a good neder. But gabi shvua, later on, the next Mishnah, it discusses a shvua, and there it doesn't say it's areze below yachel dvaro, there it says it's aser. He says, Mishum, the high, lo yechel the neder, mokila begemara, the mirudranu. Because Mara is going to say later on that this lo yechel dvaro here is not really the raisa. It's an expression, but it really means it's a good neder, and if one transgresses, he transgresses midrabana. Whereas the shvua, havi is the raisa. Whereas later on, the next Mishnah is going to be talking about a shvua, which is the raisa. So therefore, to distinguish between the two, the Tana switches the Lashonos. Here he uses lo yechel dvaro, even though it's going to be the Rabbanan, and later on, the Shvu is going to be the Raisa, therefore he uses a different language. Okay.
For the Rabbanan only brings a posuk, and for the
right, ironic, yeah. And so the Gemara is going to ask that, how could it, do we see such a Lashon of the Raisa when we use it under the Rabbanan? The Gemara is going to discuss that. Okay, now we're going to start. The Ninyu is going to take us a little while. Certain concept. Okay, says the Gemara, Itmar. Konam einai b'sheina hayom im ishan lemachar. Okay, what happens? He says he makes a neder. There's the Isser we're going to see, and the Tanai. And a Tanai to the Isser. You know, it's only going to be chal if that's a Tanai. But what happens? It's in 2 days. Meaning, he says that the Isser of Shena is going to be Asr for me to sleep today on the condition that I sleep tomorrow. Right? Knows if I sleep tomorrow, then it's going to be Asr for me to sleep today. Okay? So, this is meaning the Isser is today, but tonight it's depending on what's going to be tomorrow. The tonight is tomorrow. Whatever happens tomorrow, that's going to say whether today was Asr or not. Okay, now if I sleep tomorrow, then it would make it for me. I would be aser for me to sleep today. If I don't sleep tomorrow, then fine. Then I can do what I want today. So we have a machlokes. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Al Yishan Hayom Shema Yishan LeMachar. So he says, don't sleep today because you never know what's going to be tomorrow, right? Because the weather is going to be aser today to sleep depends on what's going to be more, and you don't know what you're going to do tomorrow. So it's dangerous. So don't sleep today, just in case. Because if you end up sleeping tomorrow, it would have made if you sleep today, it's going to make that what you slept today would be aser. So you don't want that to happen. So play it safe, basically. It's a safeguard. Don't sleep today, just in case. That's Rav Yehuda. Rav Nachman Amar, no, he says, don't worry about it. Yishan hayom, v'lo chashinan shema yishan lemachar. He says, okay, you can sleep today, and just don't sleep tomorrow. Right? If you sleep today, it's a problem if you're going to sleep tomorrow, because then it means that today you would be asur to sleep and you slept. So don't, but it doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. You can sleep today. Just be careful then tomorrow not to sleep.
What's the big idea of such a neder? Why don't you just sleep today? You don't say anything.
Echanav. Okay. However, Umode Rav Yehuda beomer konem einai b'sheina lemachar imash ishan hayom sheishan hayom. However, Rav Yehuda, even though he said to his machmir, he said, don't sleep today because you never know what's going to be tomorrow, but he did disagree on the opposite. That if he said that tonight was today for about what's going to be there, so tomorrow that's okay, you could sleep today. In other words, he says, tomorrow is going to be the Isser of the, it's going to be called the Isser of sleeping tomorrow. If I sleep today, now if today is the Tanai, then that is okay. Why? Says the Gemara, Tesvavam and Aleph. Because Kilo Mizdahir Betana. Aval Be'isr Mizdahir. Because when is a person not careful necessarily? That's only on the day of the Tanai. The Tanai is only a Tanai, he might not be careful. And therefore, if the Isser is today, based on what it's going to be tomorrow, so it could be tomorrow, since tomorrow was only the Tanai, wasn't the Isser, the person might not be so careful. But here in this case, the Rabbi Yehuda agrees, it's the opposite. Here the Tanai was today. So let's say today was the if I sleep today, then it's going to be Isser tomorrow. Okay, so today let's say I slept. So now tomorrow it's Isser, so tomorrow I'll be careful because it's the Isser. Tomorrow is the day of Isser because now I was already koveya since I slept today that tomorrow is going to be Isser to sleep. So when tomorrow comes around, the day of the Isser, today's Isser to sleep, so I won't sleep. But in the first case, it's safuch, right? The Tanai is tomorrow. So I slept today. Okay, now tomorrow it's going to depend on what happens tomorrow. Since tomorrow is the Tanai day, I'm not as careful. According to Rabbi Yehuda, again, it's a machloikas, but that's okay. Let's see Rashi and Tiyadalam and base on the Gemara. So Kona Meinai B'Shaini Hayom Yimeshan LeMachar Mashani Yashen Hayom Ye Alai B'Konam. That if today's going to be the Isser, will be an Isser if I sleep today. Al Menat Yimeshan, but depending on what I do tomorrow. The Im Yashen Hu LaMachar, if he sleeps the next day, Loke Al Mashi Shana Et Maldenin, it's going to come out retroactively, oh, that he was over on the Yisr by sleeping the first day, and therefore he's going to get Malkus on that. Al Yishan Hayom, so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says to me, Machmir, don't sleep today, because you never know. Right? The Shema Yishan LaMachar, Velo Mekayim Tanai, and then the condition that it's not going to, he didn't keep his Tanai. Vinimsa over Bibal Yachel Mashi Yashan Edmon, that which we set the day before. Rav Nachman Omer Yishan Hayom Belokashin and Shem Yishan Machar. He says, don't worry about it. You know, he can sleep today, just be careful the next day. The Lamachar means Nazar, he'll be okay next day. He'll be careful, Shlo Yishan, Kadeshalo Yilkel Mashi Yashan Edmon, because he knows if he sleeps that it's going to be and that he's going to get punished when he did the day before, so he'll be careful not to sleep the next day.